USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that one year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Big Tech is once again censoring speech it doesn't like. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Instagram and Facebook continue to suppress freedom of speech in America. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the social media platforms shut down Children's Health Defense this week after the anti-vaccine group led by Robert Kennedy Jr. is claimed to have repeatedly violated rules prohibiting misinformation about COVID-19. And after the CDC's admission Thursday of misleading the American public during the pandemic, how can the fact-checkers know they have the correct information?
Florida International University football players are mourning the death of teammate Luke Knox. Head coach Mike McIntyre says they've decided to go forward with practice as a way to help players struggling with their feelings.
They said it's good to kind of get back into some exercise and a little bit of normalcy. And then we've had our psychologists there work with some of the kids that needed that.
They also formed a prayer circle after practice. The 22-year-old linebacker was the brother of Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox. There's no word yet on exactly how he died, but foul play isn't suspected. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.